The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The truth shall set you free!
This year we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your net. They're your dealer.
I think that makes you go,
Chemotherapy.
Radiation. Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger in Outside the Box Wednesday.
Thinking outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
Things that make you go,
Say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go,
TMB, RSB, together again from, not Canada this time. I don't know where TMB is, but I'm in D.C., of all the places I could be.
Well, you know, RSB, you're in D.C. and I'm in PA, since we're using two-letter acronyms.
Well,
I'm actually in Pittsburgh, and boy, what a great weekend, huh?
I tell you what, the Canadians, I love them. Not that I didn't before, but man, oh man, were we received well. I'm so grateful for Total Health and all the people that put it on and helped draw the folks in. And you all that listen to this show and watch Global Quest, my goodness, we've only just begun. We'll be back.
Oh, for sure, man. What an amazing weekend. I mean, we're talking about just so receptive the crowd was, just anxious to be able to come talk to us. Get a book, just have a conversation. I mean, it was literally overwhelming by the end of the weekend, just the vitamin L that all of the Canadians were pushing our way.
Yeah, it was a vitamin L-filled event. And, you know, I just go back to that first, what was that panel discussion you and I did with our good buddy, Daryl Wolf, the Doc of Detox, and Dr.
Yeah.
David Brownstein and Rachel Parent. And, you know, it, to me, even though there was a lot of folks that came Friday, that really set the stage to launch it, where it was really, to me, an uplifting interaction. We obviously cover some intense stuff, not only on the air, but in the documentary that you do and the books that we write together. But at the same time, there was such a lightheartedness. There was an uplifting aspect or element to it.
Yeah, there really was. I mean, the entire weekend was. But I agree. I think that the roundtable discussion, whatever you want to call it, that really set the pace or set the stage for the rest of the weekend. It was just a lighthearted spirit. I mean, not that certain topics weren't serious in a
yes.
sense, but just that really did set the stage for the rest of the weekend. It only got better from there. But boy, that was amazing. I took some pictures while I was up there on the panel with you, just of the crowd, and it was just amazing. I mean, there was not an empty seat in the whole audience.
You know, I was just thinking about the times where we like to say, if you're not having fun, you're not doing it right. And as serious as it is, and it is a serious mission that you're engaged in, that I'm engaged in, that all of our fans and listeners are, at the same time, if we don't find that time for that vitamin L that can uplift us and make us, and that love is also the laughter, and we got to laugh a lot together as we always do. And if anything, I hope that's the best, you know, of the living examples that we can be for this path, that it doesn't have to be misery and doom and gloom, despite the fact that we cover stories that you go, man, that's pretty doomy and gloomy.
Yeah, I agree. And I think that it's really just your approach. And, you know, you did a great job there on the panel. A gentleman came up and wanted to talk a little bit about the eugenics and depopulation agenda, which we would both agree that there is an element of that in all of these topics that we discuss. But, you know, the moderator just felt like it wasn't the venue. And, you know, in that part, RSD, at that point, it could have gotten a little bit, not really out of control, but just it could have gone the direction that we didn't need to go. And so you, as always, you kind of stepped in and took control and put a positive spin on things. And it really, that one thing right there, I heard from several people over the course of the weekend, that really kind of set the stage for the weekend as well. You know, just a positive spin and really just focused on uplifting things and how to get healthy and stay healthy. And I tell you, it was just a great weekend, man.
Who you calling Janet Jackson? I want to be the one who's in control. But I think about that moment. It was a really interesting moment of the weekend on that panel. And, yeah, there are topics. You know, you talk about Alex Jonesing something. Right, Alex does a great job of bringing great information out, but you know we tend to focus a little differently, a little more solution oriented. You know, addressing, acknowledging the realities of the world, but you know, coming in with options of how to live differently, so that you're less of a victim in a sense, and you're more creating or co-creating your life. And I think at that moment it was just let's diffuse it. Right? Let's take that word and recognize, like we've talked about it, conspiracy theory, a CIA coined phrase or term, to kind of turn people away from intelligent thinking and questioning reality. I mean, all the things that you would say you want to teach your kids to do, critical thinking skills.
Right. And, you know, there's always two sides of the coin, and there's always two different ways you could approach something. So, you know, instead of saying, hey, you know, they're trying to kill all of you with chemtrails, you could say, look, you know, we know that we're getting some toxic chemicals from the chemtrails, but we know one thing that you can do is, you know, plant your garden in the greenhouse, and that'll help you to avoid the chemicals. So it's just, let's look at the positive spin on things and how we can better ourselves, as opposed to always being negative. And I think that you really set the stage with that, with jumping in and taking control there. And so I'll call you Janet from now on.
You call me Janet. That's great. So I was thinking, too, about the switching things around. You know, it's like these are realities. Like, for instance, the concept of false flags. We've talked a lot about false flag events. You've written about in Monumental Myths. And, you know, when you say false flags, they say, well, what do you mean? It didn't really happen? It's like, for instance, the Boston bombing, right?
Right.
It's not that it didn't happen. There were crisis actors there. There were really some bombs that went off. And so it's a mix of artificial and real enough to where the cognitive dissonance for most of the folks is too much. They don't want to consider that there are people evil enough to do horrible things, recognizing that, for instance, at 9/11, yes, the Twin Towers really did come down, but no, they were not brought down by jet fuel. So it's, you know, you mix the two, but
right.
If you're able to say, oh, you're one of those conspiracy theorists, then you kind of you wall off from the world the ability to think critically about situations that occur.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, since you mentioned 9/11, that happened to us. You know, we began to question 9/11, and so I told a really good friend about it, and that I had doubts whether the jet fuel could have really brought down the buildings. And next thing I know, he's saying, you know, to other people, Ty said there were no planes.
Hmm.
I'm like, what? That's, you know, so it's like totally changing the argument because you can't grasp it. You know, it's almost like that's kind of what they've done with facts.
Yeah.
So Andy Wakefield comes out, and he says there is a link between the MMR vaccine and this gut issue, right?
Yes.
He didn't say it was a link to autism. He just said there was a link between these gastrointestinal problems and the NMR. And so then they changed what he said and then debunked something that he never said. And by the way, did you see, I think it was this afternoon I was watching, De Niro was on the Today Show and he's back with a vengeance.
Is he? No, I missed it. I've been traveling. So,
he says that if I remember correctly, I was watching it while we were in the car, and the sound wasn't very well, but if I heard him right, he said they asked him if he regretted pulling back, and he nodded his head and said, yeah, and we're going to get to that because there's something here.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you just go on Facebook, you can find it. There's everybody's posting De Niro's back. He's my hero.
Yeah, well, you know, Super Don and I think we're right from the beginning because we felt like De Niro was very sympathetic to this film, was pressured heavily, and on some level knew that if he canceled it in the way he did, it was going to garner so much more attention. And in fact, he had commented prior to that he was, you know, kind of pleased that, look, more people know about this film than ever. And I think, as I said, the pushback on those who are calling for censorship or those that are saying, like you said about Andy Wakefield, he never claimed in that original 1998 study that the MMR caused autism. He says, we need to look into this further because these are the things that I'm witnessing here. And that was it.
Mm-hmm.
But they needed to create a straw man to tear it down. So they made Andy Wakefield the fall guy to say he said this, though he didn't. And because of this, he's discredited and there was fraud, but there wasn't. And all of these things that happened and the media played it out. And, well, at the time, not as many people were thinking critically, although enough people, I think, recognized it that they said there was a drop in MMR compliance, and that's probably why the vaccine industry had to react so harshly because they couldn't stomach fewer customers.
Yeah, yeah, they really did react harshly. And you know, and now that I'm thinking back on the interview with De Niro, a couple of other things he said were really interesting too, because they mentioned, you know, the issue with the film was that, you know, the one of the producers has been shown to be, you know, a liar or has been in question or whatever, and De Niro just kind of shook his head in the De Niro fashion, said, I'm not so certain that's all true either.
Wow.
You know, so he looks like he's sticking up for Andy. And then they said, well, don't you think that we should, you know, get the vaccines, because all of these outbreaks, you know, these kids that aren't vaccinated are endangering the people that are vaccinated. He said, I don't know that I buy all those statistics either.
Wow.
So, I mean, he's out. He's back.
Wow, De Niro's back. Well, like I said, I didn't feel like he went away. I know a lot of people were angry, and I understand. Listen, if you have a child who's been vaccine injured, and you know, you're just right on the edge of anger all of the time, because it's just such a disconcerting experience to have this happen. But in this case, again, he's one of the parents that are out there that has a child in this injury situation. So I'm not surprised, but I am pleased that this is coming out. And I think one day, you know, John Rappaport wrote another thing about the Hollywood leftists, that they're like, they're not really for freedom except when it's convenient to them, not in the vaccine thing, because they really worship vaccines as a sacrament in their new church, which we talked about, the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism.
Yeah, they really do. And by the way, when you brought us Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism this weekend, I think you gave your opening speech at the roundtable, I think that got more chuckles and lightheartedness than any other comment. So I loved it when you brought that up, because it just resonated with the crowd.
But you think TMB, wouldn't that be borderline offensive? It's not like we're in talk radio; we would never offend anybody. But I know when I say that, you know where my heart is. But I like to point out for people who really have deeply held religious convictions, and I don't dissuade them from that, because I want people to live their spiritual life, but they often abandon it for the doctors, and I think that was the point.
Well, it is the point, and it also the point that I, you know, when I hear that term, what I think of is, this is a church, because the dogma that the vaccine believers adhere to is based solely on faith.
Yeah.
It's not based on science.
That's
because there is no science that proves their position. So it is faith. And so I can't think of a better term to describe it than a church.
All right. Well, we're going to take a break, pass around the collection plate, and we'll be back. It's TMV and RSV together each and every week as we go outside the box. We'll talk about the relaunch of A Global Quest as well this hour. So stick with us. Tell your friends. The place for health, freedom, and healing liberty right here. Check it out. Links are up at robertscottbell.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
When Dr. Lane Sebring appeared on Fox News and claimed that he could give seniors a second shot at youth, viewers were highly skeptical. But then they saw the proof. Despite being 61 years old, Dr. Sebring is still competing in martial arts competitions against guys half his age and winning. But what's even more remarkable are his lab tests that back it all up. His blood pressure checks in at a healthy 110 over 78, and his blood sugar never jumps above 70. So what's his secret? Sebring has been using a powerful green drink that he personally formed called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens was originally created to help older guys in the military who are dealing with achy joints and stiff muscles. And for a limited time, Dr. Sebring is letting you try the drink absolutely free. All he asks is that you chip in a few bucks to help cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. greens75.com. greens75.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
So if you don't know what we're doing, we're going outside the box each and every week right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show with Ty Bollinger and TMB in Pittsburgh. I'm in D.C. We were just in Canada. It's a crazy time to travel, but what do we got to do? We got to bring the healing to the people wherever they are.
That's right. We do, RSB. And then I want to know what you're doing. I mean, we left Toronto together, and you went back home for a night, and now you're in D.C. What the heck are you doing in D.C.?
Well, I wasn't really sure, and those that listened last hour got to hear a bit of it. There's this company out of India, a pharmaceutical company. I think he's based in New York now. Very nice man, very smart man. And he left the drugs kind of thought for him and said, you know what, I found a way. Because he enjoys some vodka, right? It's not, I don't drink, you don't drink, but I don't begrudge anybody. I've been down that road. And he said, he put these three ingredients that are all grass, generally recognized as safe, together, and found that it reduced liver and DNA damage from alcohol by 92-93%. And so they went to the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, something along those lines, and they said, no way, you're not telling anybody that you have a healthier form of alcohol. And so Jonathan Emord, the FDA Dragon Slayer, is now taking on the case and going to it, going to the government saying, this is ridiculous. This is a First Amendment case if there ever was one. So it's fascinating how deep the rabbit hole goes when government comes to wanting to suppress something fundamental, that is the freedom to know about product that a lot of people use in a safer form.
Yeah, I agree. Wow. And, you know, that reminds me of something that happened this weekend, man, when we were up in Toronto. We were there at our booth, and next year we're getting a booth together next to each other instead of one apart. Because we got to sign all these books, and so that was kind of crazy. We can talk about that later, but
yes.
we're at our booth in Charlotte. She said, we've got to get in here with this guy. She's been talking to this guy, and so I began to speak with him. He's a former sales rep for one of the big pharmaceutical companies, I'm not going to say the name, but it's a three-letter acronym, GSK. You can figure it out.
Yes.
So he's a sales rep, 25 years, and he was talking about the fact that he was on the team that was marketing Avandia. And now Avandia has been associated with in excess of 50,000 deaths. He learned that the company knew it was toxic, and they knew that it was going to cause literally permanent problems in the users of this drug. And he went to the reps of the board of the company, and he had literally documentation from their own files that showed this is going to kill people. And he said, I'm going to go to the doctors. I've got to tell the doctors. And they told this guy, he's a 25-year rep at that time, 25-year seniority. And they said, if you do, you're fired. But, you know, at this point, Robert, I can't give you any more details, just for safety purposes for him and for us at this point, because I don't want to be too specific. But sure. Let's just say that this is pretty huge.
Oh, it's major. It is major. Now, you know, we look forward to each and every event, not much less each every radio time we get together, but it's a real blessing when we can go out to the world in this way and talk to folks and hear their stories. And, you know, I watch you and Charlene, and it's overwhelming, the tears that are flowing when people are coming to you with gratitude for the truth about cancer. You know, and we, again, in the global quest, I mean, it's not that you don't acknowledge the bad stuff. I mean, for goodness sake, the first episode is all about the origin, how horrific it was coming from Nazi Germany, and what was revealed and released and what we're still dealing with to this day. But at the same time, the vast majority is on, you know, real options people have that they didn't know that they had.
Yeah, it is. And by the way, episode one began last night, mm-hmm. and is airing right now, and it will end at the end of the show, and then episode two picks up tonight at 9:00 Eastern. So, yeah, it's really important for people that they do watch episode one, because it does lay the foundation for this pharmaceutical monopoly in the cancer industry. It's just the rest of the episodes don't make quite as much sense if you don't get the foundation. And, you know, that's why in every lecture I go into the Flexion Report and just kind of try, even if it's just briefly,
right,
to try to lay the foundation, because it doesn't make sense if you don't get the foundation for all this. So that's episode one. So I highly encourage you, if you haven't seen the Truth About Cancer Global Quest, it's on. You can go click on robertscottbell.com, click on the banner, and watch it.
Yeah, hurry up and watch it, because it won't be available much longer, unless there'll be a point where people can purchase the entire series again.
Yeah, I think tonight is when we make it available to purchase, and maybe tomorrow night. I can't remember if it's episode two or three, but then we'll run purchase links till the rest of the episodes run until episode nine.
Okay, no worries. Well, listen, living it up, bringing the power to heal back to you where it belongs, and just so grateful that we can do this. Are we allowed to reveal? We got about 30 seconds before the break, but are we allowed to reveal the upcoming Truth About Cancer conference, or is it too soon to mention it?
You know, we don't have the dates yet for sure, but it's going to be in October sometime, yeah, and we are going to have we're going to call it the TTAC Natural Health Symposium, and I think it's going to be in Dallas in October sometime, but you'll hear more once we nail it down.
All right, stand by.
And RSV, yeah. RSV, of course, will be there.
Absolutely, wouldn't miss it. So back with more powerful healing and Outside the Box after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
December 7, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
In the health world, to the power of radio, it's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of upcoming events on the Robert Scott Bell Show, as well as off of the show when Ty Bollinger and I get together, wherever we are. Like I said, I'm up in D.C., you're in Pittsburgh. We're eventually going to head home and see where we go.
Yeah.
I think I need to, you know, sleep in my own bed for more than like 8 hours or six or five or whatever it was before I went back up here. But, man, at least, you know, today there were no, they weren't geoengineering over the skies of the District of Criminals. So that was a good thing. I had sunshine. We didn't have much sunshine in Toronto.
They gave you, no, we didn't have much sunshine. As a matter of fact, the last night we were there, we were down there eating with the crew and it was snowing.
That was so weird.
As a matter of fact.
Yeah,
it was pretty wild.
I had a great reunion at a friend's house that night, and then I met you guys back at the hotel. And when I left that house, I stepped out, and it was this crunching snow. I was like, well, this is the strangest things I've ever seen in April, because I've been a southern boy for years at this point.
Yeah, it was pretty bizarre. But, you know, the venue up there in Toronto was amazing. You know, so we had the hotel, the Intercontinental Center, right there next to the convention center where we spoke.
Yes.
And so we literally could be within, you know, 45 seconds from the time you left your hotel room, maybe a minute and a half, but you're there. You're there in the center. Yeah. And so that was awesome, especially for Charlene and the kids. You saw Bryce taking Charity and Tabitha all over the place back and forth because we were so busy with signing books and stuff that it was a blessing to be close to our room so that we could take the girls up there and get some rest and stuff when they needed to.
That is true. I did they say they're going to have it there again next year when we're back? The convenience was incredible.
It was the best venue I've seen. So, yeah, very, very convenient. They are going to be in the same place next year, and they actually asked us both to be back again, and so I think we'll be back in Toronto again next April.
And I think one of the great things, honestly, was my belly was happy because we had good organic food available right in the venue. They had a lot of vendors that were making, you know, and the people that were making the food, they were making it with love. They really cared about what they were doing. So it was really special in a number of ways, because not every time we're at an event can we find really healthy, clean food right on site.
Yeah. Yeah, and it was great. So right across from us, we had an organic group that was cooking food. We were right there at the food court. But right across from us, we had organic kale, organic salads, organic beef, chickens, and that if you wanted to go that direction. But then just to our right, it was like a little Indian booth that was organic food. They had chickpeas and rice, and then they had the best. I mean, these meatballs were incredible, but they weren't meatballs, right, Robert? They were non-meatballs.
She was offended when I think Charlene said they were like meatballs. They're not meat. They're not. Well, I know they're not, but I mean, how do you describe them for people that don't know what they were? It was funny.
But
they were committed vegetarians for sure.
Yeah, but they were pretty incredible non-meatballs. and what was fun for us, because, you know, we were there until it closed every night, which was like 9 o'clock, and so we start winding down our booth, talking to the last group of people or whatever that was at our booths, and then we could go across, and the vendors were winding down too, and so the people that were there at the Indian place were the best. It was like, okay, $5, and they would just, for $5, they would just fill a to-go container full of everything that was left, because, you know, they couldn't serve the same food there yesterday, so they were giving everybody really good deals. And so the first night, I guess it was Friday night, we got a couple of just whatever was left platters and went up to our hotel room and just unwound and took a deep breath and just chowed down on some great Indian food.
Yeah, I love that, the way you said that. Whatever is left platters. That was awesome.
Yeah, that's basically what it was. You know, so whatever's left, you get it. And so that's what we had. So it was fun. It was just such a fun conference. Like I mentioned earlier, the receptivity of the people was incredible. Mm-hmm. And, you know, honestly, a couple of times I tried to get back of our booth and then kind of go around the edge of there had to be a couple hundred vendors there in this place. It was huge. And go around the edges to get to the bathroom because, you know, people, it's just, they all want to talk to us. And there were a couple of times where I was like, if I don't get to the bathroom in about 30 seconds, you know, it's not going to be a nice sight here. I'm going to wet my pants.
That's going to be a nice news report. TMB wets his pants. What's wrong with him? Bladder control issues.
yeah, no, because you're just so busy. But yeah, there was a couple times I had to go around and just try to get the path of least resistance and get to the bathroom. And, you know, along the whole way, there's people going, Ty, hey, Ty, Ty.
Yeah.
But we did try to talk to as many people as we possibly could, and we really had a great time up there.
Well, yeah, at one point they follow you into the bathroom stall. Excuse me, no, not right now, please. Give me a moment. Tell me, Ty, how, you know, this has been amazing, and people have commented on how many people are lovingly, excitedly sharing a Global Quest, the relaunch. And it seems to be, I mean, is it possible that it doubled the outreach thus far? I mean, do you have a sense of how we're doing as far as reaching out to the world?
You know, it's hard to tell at this point since we're just, you know, on the first day. I can tell you that as far as new signups and new options to watch the series, last fall when it first started, the first episode aired, did about 400,000 new opt-ins, and then that was with our existing list as well. Now, we had about almost 900,000 new opt-ins as of last night. And so, you know, what happens is during the series, people watch and they share, and that kind of goes viral. And so, you know, if that's the case, if it's actually about double, then we could go from, you know, maybe 5 million total views to 10 million total views this time. I don't know if that'll happen, but I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised at all. And, you know, just to sneak preview a little bit, we've talked about it, so it's not like we're letting the cat out of the bag. Future projects on the issue of the truth about detoxification, the truth about vaccines. What's your sense of how these two as well? I mean, the innovations, the information that really wasn't widely available before on cancer. Do you have a sense that this is happening now and evolving with the next two projects?
Yeah, I mean, I think that we're just going to continue to have a larger and larger listening audience, you know, the and viewing audience. The truth about detox is going to be a really useful and educational series, so people can get really down to the, you know, the nitty gritty and get specifics on different methods of detoxification. And people have different theories, and we're just going to present it all and let people choose what works for them.
Mm-hmm.
But then, you know, next year when we get to the truth about vaccines, it's going to be it'll be a lot more, let's say, edgy.
Yeah.
It'll be edgy. And so that's going to take a lot more time to produce film. That's why I'm going to try to do a lot of the filming for it this summer and fall.
Yeah.
And I can have the winter to produce it. And then Truth About Detox coming out in July, though.
I can't imagine how you're going to pull it up. But, again, nothing surprises me anymore from you, my friend. I just think there's, like, super Thai clones somewhere hidden in your basement that you bring out to help you finish this stuff.
Well, you know, it doesn't hurt that I've got just a great team of people that help, and it doesn't hurt that I'm interviewing just the best of the best people in the field, like yourself and Dr. Wolf that we interviewed this weekend, Dr. Brownstein, and so forth. You know, so it makes my job easy. I mean, when you got people that are providing such great content, you know, it's not like I got to work really hard to try to find something to include in these things. But the difficult thing for me is figuring out what can I cut out, because it's all so good.
Yes, yes. Did you squeeze some iodine out of Dr. David Brownstein? I didn't see you do that.
I didn't, and I needed to, too. Yeah. We took it off and we forgot our iodine. I said, no worries, honey. Dr. Brownstein, he'll be there. We'll get some from him, and I totally forgot.
Well, he was great, too. It was just such a pleasure. I've had him on the show before, and then he appeared live on Sunday's broadcast right from the booth, which was really fun, before he had to take off. But he's a great guy as well. As a physician, it was nice to have him on the panel with us, because he, you know, he went into some of the testing things, but also acknowledged the, you know, the shortcomings of the medical field. And I, like I said, I thought the balance had to be orchestrated from above, the way that panel worked, and with Rachel Perrin on, what a bright light.
Yeah, it really was. It was just a good representation of people across the board, and it was very balanced, I thought, and it was very fair. But, boy, I tell you, that Rachel's something. I got a chance to interview her on Sunday, went over there to her booth, and, you know, I guess it couldn't be more than 10, 15 minutes, but she's just so intelligent, so bright, so cheerful and articulate, man. I tell you, it's too bad we don't have a whole, you know, city full of Rachels, because she's that's the next generation, and that's what folks like her is what's going to change the world, make it a better place.
Did you get her together with your kids? I didn't get a chance to see if they got to meet.
They did. They got to meet Rachel, and I introduced Brianna to her, and they, you know, they got a chance to talk there for a moment, and we got a couple pictures with her. So really neat. And you know, we're looking at potentially getting Rachel down to Dallas as well in October.
Oh man, that would be great. Speaking of teenagers, my teenager, you know, Elijah, he was excited to do a project this past week. Well, actually, it was a few weeks ago. This time he learned it was about the French Revolution. That was his choice. He got to choose, and he's like, I raced a class so I'd be the first one, because we could only get one topic, and if one person got it, no one else could. So I said, why do you want to do the French Revolution? And he said partly because it was inspired by the American Revolution. I thought, okay, that's cool. He knows that. We're into that. And then the other thing is, I wanted to build a functional guillotine. I'm not kidding. I'm like, what? You mean a little one, right? No, I want it to be really big.
you better check with your school on this one, right? And so he did, and they're real cool. They love Elijah, and he did. It was like a 4 foot tall functioning guillotine. He beheaded a few bananas in class. I got the word though that from his mom everything was cool, but nobody got hurt. But it was just so funny how, you know, these kids have they want to bring history to life in real ways and to actually manifest them. Of course, not everybody wants to build a working guillotine, but creativity, I wasn't going to stifle it.
That's funny. You know, with Elijah, that doesn't surprise me, because when you guys were at our house, you know, he just loves weapons and that kind of thing. And gosh, I guess he must have taken 20 seconds to disassemble and put together my Glock. So, I mean, he knows his weapons. So the fact that he wanted to make a functioning guillotine, not surprising at all to me. And plus, didn't he do his personal best last week at the high jump in his track meet?
Oh, yeah. No, that's the thing. He's not just a little egghead, but, he's turning back into his athletic self, which is fun to watch.
And you know, that's I agree, though, Robert. That's one of the ways that kids learn, is through, you know, not just listening, mm-hmm. but touching, seeing, yep. creating. Those are all just different ways that can, you know, they can actually learn, and it'll become a permanent part of them, as opposed
exactly.
to, you know, I can't imagine all of the useless facts over the years that I've just memorized.
Stand by, TMB. We got to take a break here. We're up to our final break, and we'll be back to wrap up Outside the Box with Ty Bollinger after this.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo Water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo Water, Paul Bertarol.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water. That's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
Well, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts, available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you, so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information. Your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders. IDStronghold.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Scott Bell Show. Not only making history come to life, but the present moment too, and perhaps enlivening your future. GMB and RSB, outside the box. I was thinking about that going back to school, and I had in elementary school a cool course. It was like an extra, I don't know, it was extracurricular, or like the nerdy kids like me got to do it. It was called Discovery or something. And we had a teacher who was just so outside the box that he got the ire of the establishment, the principal, the parents. They were all like, we can't have this guy teaching things this way. Because, I mean, we were literally acting out parts of history, and it was just something I'll never forget. But, you know, how ironic is it that those are the kind of people that oftentimes the parents are frightened of, because they're teaching or exposing their kids to information in ways that sometimes scares the parents. I remember my mom, God bless her, she's amazing. She was like, she went in and fought for this guy. He's a great teacher. He's actually, my kid's never been so interested in history, right? And that there are a lot of parents that are afraid of teachers that teach their kids critical thinking.
Well, yeah, I mean, you've got to go outside the box, not only in your approach to different, you know, disease treatments, like we talked about with cancer, but also with how to teach people about anything. You know, outside-the-box learning is what actually really works. So I'm all in favor of that, man. The more that you can teach them by feeling and touching and smelling, the better.
Yeah, and of course, you know, homeschooling, which is the ultimate, and I know that your lovely wife is amazing because she does that, and the kids have their classwork, and then you guys can travel everywhere, and it just, you know, the learning that happens from being able to travel, it's unlike any other learning on the planet.
Yeah, it really is, and that's one of the blessings, you know, the kiddos over the years for us have had the opportunity to live in a bunch of different places and see a bunch of different cultures, you know, Panama, New Zealand, South America. You know, we were talking to somebody this weekend, and they said, is this the first time that your family's been out of the country? And that's my very good Canada accent there. I was trying to do more Canada, sound like New Zealand, but
hey,
sound like Jono. But, as a matter of fact, we've lived in New Zealand, we've lived in Panama, we've lived in about four or five different states, we've been all over the world, and I said, wow, good for you, because that's the way the kids really learn. They probably learned, if I remember properly, they probably learned more just by living in different cultures than they ever could have sitting in schoolroom.
Yeah. Well, you know what I noticed, though, about going across the border to Canada? The people, yes, we love them. They were very friendly, and they live up to that reputation. But, like, when I went to the bank, remember at the end where we had to transfer some money
back
from Canadian to you? It was so – how would I say this? If you do those cash transactions in an American bank – they are looking at you with a squirrely eye. They suspect you of some crime. I'm telling you, the culture in America now at banks and Federal Reserve note dollars, if you deal in cash, you're suspicious. In Canada, they were just as friendly. Cash, checks, credit card, it didn't matter. There was no, you didn't get a sense at all that, oh, I wonder what these people are up to. So I have to say, in Canada, much less paranoia about the economic system, even though they have a series of their dollars not backed by gold or silver either. But I just want to say that the culture around money and cash transactions is different as well.
It really is. Yeah, you know, I wasn't there. You know, you were in there with Charlene, but when you compare that and the ease that you had compared to the States, I mean, I've got a personal banker with a big national bank in the United States, and I went in for a cash transaction recently, and they didn't ask me, what's the money for?
Yeah.
Like, none of your business. It's my money. I want it. That's what it's for.
Well, and that's the thing. It's the Know Your Customer program set up. We are now in a culture of paranoia. The paranoia shouldn't be from the people, but it's kind of pervaded the people that work in these banks, and it's happening because the up-aboves know that people are trying to find a way to get the hell out of that system because it is so corrupt, it is so bankrupt.
Yeah.
And when that happens, you know, the paranoia sets in on all fronts, on every level, at every angle. And I'm not saying that the Canadian system of money is any better than our Federal Reserve system of money, but the people and the paranoia, that was definitely a distinct difference between the cultures.
Yeah, there's no doubt. There's no doubt. But I tell you what, you know, just real quick, we get home this weekend, and then next weekend, April the 23rd, I think Charlene and I are going to be speaking down. We're going to take the whole family down to Braselton, Georgia, and we're going to be speaking at a conference there. And then I'm going to also be not the next weekend, which will be the 30th, but the first weekend in May, I'm going to be up in Kentucky. And this is all on the truthaboutcancer.com on the website, so you can see the schedule. And then the 15th, and I'm going to find out about you going to speak there as well, Robert. We might be in Vegas at a Health Liberty conference.
Beautiful. Well, love it. Anytime we can get together and hang out, it's a good day. It's a great day. It's an extraordinary day. Thank you, my friend. We're about wrapped up. Everybody have a wonderful evening. We'll be back tomorrow with more Powerful Healing, some special, special news from the Washington, D.C. area on the Robert Scott Bell Show, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.